we are taking care of business right here on BizTalk. Good morning. We're so glad you could join us again this morning on a Saturday morning talking biz right here on the radio. And we welcome you to Northeastern Wisconsin's all business talk show on the radio. And I'm your host, Jim Rossetti, with Tony Bush.
Good morning, Jim.
Hey, you're back.
Good
you're
to
back
be
from
back.
Your travels, man.
Yeah, it's a nice sunny day this morning. Rain's gone behind us.
You brought nice weather with you.
I tried.
Yeah, it was
came
nice.
Back from Alabama. I was down there for 2 weeks. So.
I couldn't believe I actually didn't even need a jacket this morning, but yesterday I almost froze to
right,
death. So
right.
What a difference a day makes, man. Okay, as you know, on this show, we talk survival tips. We talk empowerment strategies, startup advice, marketing tips, accounting tax tips, sales techniques. We talk cash flow management, and we do like to interview all the right people for this type of a radio show. We talk to authors. We talk to business experts. We talk to attorneys, CPAs, CEOs, CFOs, bankers, consultants, and who is that?
Entrepreneurs.
Hardworking entrepreneurs. You got it.
Where the rubber meets the road.
And we got one on this morning, so it's going to be a good show.
Great guest this morning.
We'll be going to our guests in just a little bit. Before I do, a quick announcement I want to make, 30-second announcement here. Celebrating Small Business Week, SCORE Counselors to America's Small Business. Just to let you know, there are an estimated 27.2 million small businesses in the United States, and at WHBY 1150, they recognize the value of small business owners that and what they bring to our community. And they really do. They're the backbone
Jobs.
Of our economy.
Jobs.
And May 23rd through the 29th of 2010 is National Small Business Week. So join us at the local SCORE chapter, Counselors to America Small Business, in saluting the men and the women who own businesses right here in Appleton. So if you're thinking about opening a small business, or if you already own a business and face new challenges, you can get free confidential advice from our SCORE chapter. Tony, I'll let
Absolutely.
You tell them a little bit about SCORE.
So. Well, thanks, Jim.
Yeah.
Yes, the SCORE chapter is located in Appleton. It's one of ward number 368 in the state, in the whole country. There are about 10,000 counselors in the country. And the SCORE chapter offers free counseling and free advice to entrepreneurs, those who want to start a business or those who are in business and facing a difficulty. We have disciplines in our SCORE chapter from IT to production to advertising to banking, cash flow, accounting, HR. We invite you to visit our website. Our website is scorefoxcities.com. Go to that website, read about the SCORE chapter, and if you'd like to engage a SCORE counselor for a free counseling session, fill out the application on the website, hit the submit button, and a counselor will be assigned to you within about a week to 10 days. Mm-hmm. We have an all-volunteer staff, so we don't have the resources to do it every day. But visit the SCORE chapter at scorefoxcities.com. The SCORE chapter does produce this show. You and I are SCORE counselors, Jim. And we have some great sponsors for the program. I'd like to acknowledge and thank our sponsors who are Associated Bank, Albertson Hailing Accounting Services, Epiphany Law, and also the Fox Valley Technical Center, Venture Center.
Venture Center, yep.
Amy Peach and her team over there do a great job. And a real special thank you to the Business News for helping to promote our radio program in their biweekly newspaper. Mm-hmm. And a little push, if you're not subscribed to the Business News for $18 a year, it comes out every other week. It's full of really good news about what's going on in the Valley, in the Green Bay Oshkosh market. It's a really good resource for business information about what's going on in your industry and in news in general.
Good
business
bang
news.
For the buck.
Business
yeah.
news, you bet.
Okay, we are talking biz right here on the radio, and we're so glad you could join us this Saturday morning. Every Saturday morning we're on at 9 a.m. To 10, and we will take calls this morning. I'll give out the number in just a little while, and as always, I got a giveaway if you'll give us a call right here on the radio. But why don't we take a quick little break, because we're going to have to get to that. And before I bring my guest in, I'd kind of like to get that done. And then we'll see you on the other side. You're right on the Business Talk Radio Network here at News Talk 1150 WHBY. We'll be right back.
LLC, or S Corp.
How do I get my business running?
Not sure how to get your business venture off the ground? Let Albertson Healing help you properly set up your business right from the start. We're big enough to handle all of your business startup needs, yet small enough to give you the attention you deserve. Call Albertson Healing CPAs today at 888-929-9492 for your tax, investment, and consulting needs. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Healing CPAs are non-affiliated entities.
As the number one SBA lender in Wisconsin, Associated Bank has been helping small businesses grow for over 120 years. By getting to know you, your business, and the goals you hope to achieve, Associated is able to offer a wide range of financial solutions to help you run your business more efficiently and save you time and money. If you're interested in learning more about the financial solutions Associated offers to business owners, visit an Associated branch or AssociatedBank.com. Loan subject to credit approval, Equal Opportunity Lender, member FDIC, and Associated Bank Corp.
The innovation on-ramp starts at the Venture Center. Don't get passed up in the race for innovation. Visit the Venture Center at Fox Valley Technical College. The Venture Center is the leading business innovation center in the New North, with customized programs for entrepreneurs, existing businesses, and corporations. You can learn the basics of starting and managing your own business, or learn how to refine your business skills in the successful Proceed program.
At the Fab Lab at Fox Valley Technical College, you can take your idea to reality. We feature the only digital product fabrication laboratory in the United States designed specifically for entrepreneurs, businesses, and inventors. Our experts will help you design and make a product prototype with desktop electronics, software, and industrial-grade fabrication. Find out more about the Venture Center and the Fab Lab at Fox Valley Technical College. Visit us online at venturecenterwi.biz or call 920-735-5709.
Are you an entrepreneur starting up a business? Maybe you've been in business for several years and your company is growing. Either way, you need a trusted legal advisor. Epiphany Law can help. Epiphany Law is a business law boutique that provides expertise to startup and growing businesses. Period. They don't do divorces. They don't chase accident claims. And they don't dabble in criminal law. They pride themselves on providing solutions to businesses of varying shapes and sizes, and they have the expertise to be your all-around business legal advisor. In short, they do business law, and they do it very well. It's been said that an epiphany is a flash of light that points to a better way. At Epiphany Law, they provide that better way. If you're a business owner who's ready for a fresh, business-focused approach to legal advice, call the business law experts of Epiphany Law today at 920-996-0000 or look them up online at epiphanylaw.com.
I've got you under my skin. I've got you deep in the heart of me. So deep in my heart, you're really a part of me.
Okay, we are talking biz right here on Biz Talk. We're so glad you could join us. Once again, we got a great show and a great guest. And Tony, you've been out traveling a little bit. I hope you brought back some pearls of wisdom for us this morning.
Oh, we got lots of things to share during the show this morning, Jim. You bet.
And it's been, we would like to invite you to call in this morning. If you would, we've got a free gift for you. It's a book, was written by four great authors. One of them was Ken Blanchard, who wrote The One-Minute Manager, and Jack Canfield, Chicken Soup for the Soul. That was a big-time bestseller, still is going strong. And the Dr. Stephen Covey, Seven Habits of Highly Effective People.
Another big book.
Yeah, and Patricia Clayson. And we will give you that book absolutely free. It's called Speaking of Success. And all you got to do is give us a call this morning. We're at 281-1150 if you're in Appleton, 281-1150. If you're outside of Appleton, you can call us at 866-887-1150. That's our TDS Metrocom toll-free line, and we will get you right in here. And when you call in, our phone, our telephone answer will take your address, and we will fire off a book just for calling the radio. But you got to come in the air with us. It doesn't work if you just call in and don't come in the air.
Got to have a good question.
And this morning, I'm delighted to have my guest. Is it Julie or Linda?
I would have to say Linda.
Well, anyway, we have. I came across this this lady, a friend of mine, Antonio, my partner, my musical partner, called me one day and he says, "Hey, I tried to use my credit card down at this at the hair salon. I just took my daughter to have her haircut and." She couldn't take my card, and he says, I had to run over to the ATM machine, get some cash. And he doesn't like walking a block, so it was, and so anyway, I went over and we set up a merchant account for Linda, and I got a chance to look over her shop. And as I was talking to her, we talked a little bit, and she had broken away from a much bigger operation. And but she had such a passion in what she was doing and such a determination to succeed at what she was doing. Such a cute little shop, too, really well decorated. And I said, you know, this is the kind of person that fits our show, the demographic. That's what we're looking for. People that are really willing to go out there and risk a little bit to go and jump in some of the deep water and make it happen. But what intrigued me about Linda is she had done her homework. She wasn't just going out there willy-nilly and starting something. She'd really done her homework, and I said, that's what other entrepreneurs need to hear, and especially ones that haven't started a business yet. So my guest this morning is Linda Turner of LT's Hair Salon. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
And it is delightful to have you on the air.
Thank you. It's delightful to be here.
Well, you know, and just like I told the listeners, the first time that we met, I said, there's definitely something about your personality, and entrepreneurs have a passion, and you definitely had that passion, that drive. And so let's talk a little bit what prompted you. I mean, you broke away from a much bigger salon.
Yes.
And you had a pretty cushy job there.
Yes. I was very comfortable.
You could have stayed there for what? Forever. But you wanted to go out on your own, and you did it.
Yes. So.
Now, how long have you been officially open in business?
I actually opened my salon on March 2nd.
March 2nd, yeah.
And so I am freshly new. I did come from a bigger salon, as you stated. Absolutely loved the salon, but yeah. I had a dream, too. I had a dream to own my own salon.
Now, you moved up here in the Fox Valley from Chicago.
Yes, I am originally from Chicago.
Right. And one of the interesting things about what you do is you found yourself a nice niche. You didn't just open another salon, because how many salons are there? There's a lot of them around.
More than enough.
Yeah, but you found something a little bit different that makes you different, and I'm going to let you describe that, your niche of in cutting hair.
Well, I actually moved to Wisconsin, and I noticed that we had a need for ethnic hairstyling, and that need really started the passion. I am originally born into a family. My father does hair. And it was always there. That was the talent that I've always had. But when I moved to the Valley, I realized that there was not a stylist that could do my hair.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided that, you know, trying to get people to come in and do it for us, and no one was really willing to do that, so I decided that I was going to go to school and do it for myself.
Yeah. Well, see, I found out about that need. I read an article on the Green Bay Packers about them not having anybody that could cut some of the black players that needed, you know, the special hair needs, and they couldn't find it. They weren't getting it, so they were bringing in people from flying in, hairstylists, you know, from who knows, Chicago, New York, wherever, or bringing them up from Milwaukee to cut the hair. And I said, well, hey, there's a real niche that somebody could fill. Because I think what's happening is the ethnic population is expanding here in the Fox Valley.
And that is true.
Yeah.
The population is expanding, and the need is so great that I think that we're struggling. And I really found that that I had to do something about it. It really broke my heart to see young girls, their confidence levels were down. They weren't very happy people because your hair means a lot to you. And so I really did step out and I wanted to do it right. I think that a lot of times people, they go out there and they do the house hair care. Mm-hmm. And I really wanted to get out there and do it right. Get the right licensing, get all the stuff that I needed to have together. Because, I mean, it's a lot of stuff that you have to come in with. And I really took the time and researched it and pulled it all together and tried to make sure that I was bringing the valley something very genuine and bringing the valley something very nice.
Linda, you started this business back in March, and it took some planning. But you didn't do it alone, did you?
Oh, no, I didn't. I have a wonderful husband that came alongside of me. He supported me all the way.
And he's here this morning.
Yes, he is.
Good morning, Steve.
Morning,
Steve.
Good morning.
And it really does take a team. We've heard that so often from folks who start businesses, that if the spouse and the family aren't supportive, it's a big strike against them.
Yes, it is. I mean, you definitely have to have that foundation, that foundation.
So before the show, you were sharing with Jim and me how the duties are shared between you and Steve. Would you care to share that with the audience?
Okay. Well, Steve is the money man. I call him for all my money needs. He really does.
She brought her banker along.
There you go.
I did. You have to bring the banker along. But I really, really felt that I really needed someone that had a strong background in the money portion of it. He's very disciplined. He takes care of the bills at the house, and he definitely can do the spreadsheets. He can sit down and put me on budget, tell me what I need to have, tell me how many clients I need to have in my chair, and really just
very good.
Lays it out for me. So.
So many people are very good at what they do, like your experience being in a salon, and feeling like, I want to go do my own business, start my own business. Yeah. And they go start it, but they don't have an appreciation for what's involved on the business side of the business. They're good at the hairstyling. They're good at landscaping. But they make mistakes on the business end of things. So if you have a partner, in this case it's your husband, Steve, who can take care of that, and someone who trusts you and you trust that person, that's so much more powerful for success than trying to go it alone.
Yes, it is.
And she mentioned people's hair are important to him. And Tony, in my case, our hair was important to us at one time.
Well, some of it still is.
Too much of it's getting away, though. So.
Right.
Yeah, I always say that angels are trying to pull me up to heaven before I'm ready.
Yeah, one strand at a time.
But you opened, what was interesting, you found this cute little shop, and I just couldn't get over. I said, hey, this is... It was really kind of neat, as Antonio was describing how to get there.
Mm-hmm.
Once you get there, it's pretty easy to find. It's not a big deal, but you're sitting right on Ballard Road, right off of North Lake.
Northland,
I'm sorry. And but you're sitting back a little bit from that intersection, so people might have to squint a little bit to see it first.
Yes, but they might have to squint, but it is really easy to find if you are... in the area, and you're familiar with the Appleton area on Ballard and Northland, there is a express gas station, and I'm located right behind the express gas station. It's a freestanding building, very small lot, but very comfortable.
And the sign, the landmark, is what? Ginger Roots.
Ginger Roots.
Yeah.
Not connected to Ginger Roots, but on the side of it, directly behind the gas station.
Easy.
Now, Linda, you have a website. How do folks get a hold of you?
I do receive a lot of phone calls. I also have a website, and if you are interested in even coming to check out the website, you can go to www.ltease, and that's LTEASE.com.
Right, yep.
And you can check out all the things that I do. I love hair, and I love what I do, and I love that I have a strong support system, and I love the fact that... you know, this is based and centered around my family, and this is our business.
Linda, do you do black haircuts for black people, children, teenagers, adults, and so on? Do you do any other types of hair?
Yes, I do all types of hair. I went to Gil Tech School, and there it was very interesting. It's a little difficult because sometimes you have to teach the teacher how to do our hair, but I also gained a lot. I gained a lot of knowledge and interest in other types of hair, and I do specialize in a lot of other types of hair. I do a lot of straightening. We have that hair that no one can tame. You can call me because I can tame that hair.
It says on your card, we tame your mane.
And we tame that mane. If you have out of control hair and you don't know what to do with it, call me. I had a lady that was in my chair, and she said, I've been everywhere. No one can fix this. And I said, just trust me. Sit down. Let me fix your hair. And that is what I did. I definitely took that time and catered to her and talked about it. And it's just more, it's more than just a haircut. You also have to listen to your clients, because a lot of times I think that we, what we get in the valley is we have clients that come and sit in our chair, but we're not listening as stylists, and we're not giving the client what they need. Right. I mean, we're the professionals, so we also have to give them what they want, but we're the doctors of hair, so we have to tell them that that's not going to work.
Uh-huh.
Your hair is too thin for that.
Right.
Hey, listen, we got a caller on the line, and is Antonio, are you with us?
I am here.
Ah, this wouldn't happen to be the Antonio from the infamous Rossetti and Wiggly musical duo, would it, by chance?
Yes, it just so happens to be that particular guy.
Oh, you never know who's going to come sneaking in here. You got a question for Linda?
Well, I really wanted to call and just say that her work is amazing. She's more like an artist that does the detail in her particular piece of art. You know, every client is like a fresh work with her. And she doesn't just go by model hairstyles in magazines or whatever. She can actually look at you and give you her ideology of what she thinks works best for you facially, with, you know, whatever size your face is or thinness or whatever. And she's just exceptional. And she's already mentioned it, but it's not just ethnic hair. She is the exact same way with any type of hair that she does. And I had an appointment, and I apologize, but I am definitely coming in.
You should see what she's doing right now. I wouldn't go back to her for a haircut, not for a while.
Antonio, call and make your appointment.
I'll send my daughter first.
Okay.
Well, I know how you and I work together and have for about the last 4 years, so I know how fussy you are about your hair and how concerned, you know, as a performer, putting on shows in front of people, how important your hair is. So, and I only heard you, I very seldom ever heard you talk about the people do your hair, but you talk about Linda.
Yes.
Yeah.
So.
She's actually a godsend to the Park Cities area, if you ask me.
Yeah. Well, thanks for suggesting her, because as a result of you telling me about her, we got her on the radio this morning, and she's doing a good job. So we're
excited. Thank you, Antonio.
Oh, you're very welcome, dear. And you keep doing what you're doing. I think you're going to grow and become one of the most highlighted hairstylists in the area, because right now, to me, if any those that don't know you need to know you, because you're highly exceptional in what you do.
Great. Thank you.
All right, buddy. I'll see you tonight.
Okay. Have a great show.
Okay. That we coming right up on a break here. You're on the Business Talk Radio Network at News Talk 1150 WHBY. We'll see you on the other side. Stay with us.
K or simple IRA?
I need a plan for me and my employees.
Not sure what retirement plan is best? Let Albertson Healing set up your unique program and help keep it running smoothly. We're big enough to handle all of your business investment needs, yet small enough to give you the attention you deserve. Call Albertson Healing CPAs today at 888-929-9492 for your tax, investment, and consulting needs. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Healing CPAs are non-affiliated entities.
If you're looking for a business banking partner, consider Associated Bank. They've been helping businesses meet their financial goals for over 120 years. Associated understands the need to streamline your operation to help your business run smoothly and efficiently. That's why they offer fast, easy, flexible tools to help you manage your cash flow and quickly and securely access your account information. If you're looking to enhance productivity and profitability of your business, visit an Associated Bank branch or associatedbank.com. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC and Associated Bank Corp.
Epiphany Law provides business law expertise to startup and growing businesses.
I'm about to sign a lease agreement on a new storefront, and I have this nagging feeling that I should have someone looking it over first.
I'm looking at handing my business over to my son in a few years, and I have no idea how to do that.
Epiphany Law knows the critical questions to ask, and they provide the legal resources required by today's business owners.
I'm thinking of investing in a new franchise, and there are parts of this contract that are way beyond me.
There are employment laws that I just don't understand.
Epiphany Law provides solutions to businesses of varying shapes and sizes and has the expertise to be your all-around business legal advisor.
I'm buying a business.
I'm selling a business.
See the business law experts at Epiphany Law by calling 920-996-0000 or look them up online at www.epiphanylaw.com. And Epiphany is a flash of light that points to a better way. At Epiphany Law, they provide that better way.
Antonio there.
And the way you look tonight after you've been to LT's hair studio is going to be a home run.
You'll,
right?
You'll make a new person out of it.
That's right.
Oh, we got a lot to tell this audience yet, so stay with us, folks. We got Eric on the line. Eric, are you with us?
Yeah, I am.
Good morning, sir. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing fine.
Good. Glad you got a question for Linda?
Yeah, I do. Okay. I have a friend who's a licensed cosmetologist, and but she's finding it really hard to, you know, break into the business. A lot of competition in the market, and you know, right now she's got a regular job, and then she's kind of working, going to people's homes and doing haircuts. And I guess I was wondering if Linda had any advice for, you know, kind of trying to break into the market, to get established, to maybe get a commercial place of her own.
Good question, Eric. And you asked the right person, because...
That's right. Yeah. I think I have some ideas and suggestions. The first suggestion is for your friend, Eric, is to actually get go to school and get a little bit more education. You need to bring something to the table that's not already there. So whether that is learning how to do hair extensions, whether that's learning how to do hair replacements, whether that's specializing in some type of a color or some type of a look. So you need to channel into what she loves to do. And if that's more working with more hair extensions and different things like that, then channel into that, and then put your money in that so that you can educate yourself and get as much knowledge in that area, and then start going out and specializing in that and showing your specialty in that line of work.
Finding her niche, so to speak. Now, do you suggest that she go work for somebody for a while before she launch her own?
It's always hard, Tom, trying to get started in the hair business. I think that because there's so many people that's out there that's doing the exact same thing that you're doing, it's just basically finding what you are good at, finding that niche.
Mm-hmm.
And once you find that niche, you just advertise for that niche. So if my niche is doing ethnic hair, and then I'm going to advertise ethnic hair. If my niche is doing perms, and you want to perm people's hair all day long and smell the chemicals, then advertise that I love perms and run your specials and do that.
Thanks, Eric, for the call.
It does sound a little bit like, though, that maybe Eric's friend has a niche already, going to someone's house to cut hair.
Yeah,
there are a lot of people who don't have time. They're on a schedule, or their age, or they have a handicap or something.
That is correct.
And there may be a real niche right there in doing what she's doing right now.
Yep, a traveling stylist. And I do have clients like that. I actually had one yesterday. I had to go by her house. She fell in her shower and hurt herself. So you just might need to make yourself available, and if that's what the call is, just make sure that you do your homework, make sure you're licensed, make sure that you understand the laws and what you could do as far as a traveling hairstylist. So
now, one of the things I wanted to cover, Linda, because we were talking on the break here about some of the extracurricular. Well, first of all, we talked a little bit about Tony and I are starting to show a little bit of too much skin on top of our heads. And you talked that you even help with hair replacements or hair pieces and that
yes.
type of thing. That's a niche in itself, too, isn't it?
That is a niche in itself. I mean, there's a lot of people that are suffering from alopecia. That's basically baldness or thinning of the hair. Mm-hmm. I've seen young students, I mean, teenagers, right. that are right. going through some issues and their hair is falling out. And definitely there's someone out there for that and that specializes in that. And what I do and what I've been trained in is actually doing the hair replacements. Basically, and that's giving hair to people that, you know, that has that confidence issue. Some people can, you right. know, accept it and move forward, and there's other people that walk with their head right. down and really don't want to come out the house. So,
right. Especially at a young age, I mean, that's very sensitive right there.
Right, right. That's correct. You have your high schoolers, and mm-hmm. you might feel like you get made fun of. So the hair replacements system is out there. The extensions are out there. The full head lace wigs and different things that are out there that can help you. So, you know, please feel free to give us a call. And we have free consultations. So if you're ashamed or a little nervous, just call, come in. We'll set up a free consultation. We'll sit down and talk about what we can do to help
you. It's nice to have a place to go to talk about that.
Yes.
Okay, if you want to give us a call, we're giving away a free book this morning. And I want to mention that Linda put it out there. If as a result of listeners calling the show or coming in to her salon, you've got a special offer for people. I'm going to let you tell them what that is, Linda.
Yes, I am having a special offer as of today, the 15th through the 22nd, which is Saturday to Saturday.
Commemorating Small Business Week.
Yes, it is. And basically what I'm giving out is 20% off any chemicals or hair color services, whether that is a perm, whether that is straightening, whether that is relaxing, whether that is a full head color, highlights. So come on in, stop by. I can be reached at 920-733-1880, and I will be more than happy to serve.
And what's your address again, Linda?
And the address is 1815 and a half North Ballard Road.
Yeah, kind of look for that. The Express gas station is a good landmark, and the ginger roots would help you get back to Linda's shop. Anyway, if you want to give us a call, we still got some time in the air, and it's 281-1150.
Jim, I think we have a little correction.
We got a correction? Okay.
Yeah, we have just a slight bit of correction. Yeah. The address is 2838 and a half.
2838.
Yep.
All right.
And it's right behind the express station, right next to Ginger Roots.
For those of you parked in front of 18, get back over to 28, right?
Yep. The line form's over there right now.
If you want to give us a call, you call us at 281-1150 if you're in Appleton. 281-1150 will get you right on the air. If you're outside of Appleton, call us on our TDS Metrocom toll-free line. That's 866-887-1150. I'm talking this morning with Linda Turner. She is the owner-operator of her own new salon specializing in the world of ethnic hair, and that is LT's Hair Salon and Beauty Studio. If you can make us beautiful, Tony and I will be mighty beholden to you. That's why we do radio. We don't have faces for TV.
Linda, I do have a question for you, too. How do you market your company? You're obviously getting involved with other... You've been on other programs, and you're featured and so on. Tell us about that, and how do you market your company?
Right now, I am marketing through Facebook. So okay. I do have a Facebook out there.
Ah, you're doing social networking. Good deal.
I do social networking. Yeah. And I also, I've marketed with, I haven't done any television ads. I'm looking into doing some of that, mm-hmm. but...
You can use Antonio as your showpiece for the TV.
Yeah, we'll have him sing.
Yeah.
But I'm sure you network as well. Just attending maybe some chamber events or something, the people you know, the people who come to your shop, they tell their friends.
Yes.
Antonio mentioned it to Jim.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best form of advertising is word of mouth.
Yes, it is.
Ernie von Schlaedorn in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Who do you
yeah.
know want to buy a car?
Right.
You know, who do you know want a haircut?
Correct.
Who do you know want to have a hair treatment?
Correct.
Go through the customers, and that's correct. A great way to market.
Yes.
And I think you've got a natural tendency for that. Your personality gives you that advantage.
It does, and I definitely try to market it myself. I do a lot of flyers. I also have been trying to touch base with the Boys and Girls Club, mm-hmm. Different areas. I also want to start working and looking within the adoption agency where
right.
a lot of families are adopting mm-hmm. ethnic children, and
right.
they don't have any idea on what to do with their hair. So
you're thinking the need through. You're thinking, where are your clients? And then you go to those groups and
correct.
Appeal to those and
correct.
Market to those groups,
correct.
Inform them.
Yes.
Well, the other thing I'm hearing you saying this morning too, Linda, is there's a great deal of education that comes through you at the studio.
Mm-hmm.
People don't just go in for a haircut.
No.
They're going in and they're understanding what's happening.
Right. The maintenance is the most important part, because it's really nice to get a nice haircut and to go home and can't do anything with your hair.
Mm-hmm.
You need to know how to handle your hair, how the proper way of, you know, washing, the styling aids and the products and different things like that, on what you can do to enhance that style. So it's just more than just sitting down in a chair and asking someone to cut 2 inches off. I give you a little bit more than that, and that's
yep.
what makes it unique.
That's what'll bring people back, too.
Yes.
Well, you did, we were talking over at the Performing Arts. You worked on some of the touring groups that come in and out of the Fox Cities.
Yes.
And ethnic performers, people that are part of the crew and mm-hmm. the staff.
Yes.
And so you found a great way to kind of expand your business outside into different areas, just like Tony said.
Yes.
Which is great.
Yes.
This is what more people need to find, little nooks and crannies that they can fill needs.
That's correct.
Yeah.
I think that you just have to, you have to get yourself out there. You just can't, and my motto is, when I was going to cosmetology school,
mm-hmm.
I was not going to sit back and wait for the busy bus. I was not going to sit back and wait for someone to tell me that I have a client. I want to go out there and get my client. I want to go out there and reach my client. I want to be that person that takes the initiative instead of sitting back waiting.
Yeah.
So I jumped out there. I get involved in a lot of different things. We've done, I've done magazines. I've done photo shoots. I've done a lot of TV shows, and not TV shows like that, but more Monday
right.
morning makeovers
right.
and different things like that. But just getting out there, and that's the most important thing, just getting your name out there. And
see, but the thing that comes through loud and clear with Linda and her approach toward what she does is there's a passion there. She really loves what she does.
Mm-hmm.
And when you go into the shop, you can tell that immediately.
So can the customers.
Yeah. The customers
can pick it up. Feel that
yeah.
right away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it brings them back.
I think the first time I went in and talked with Linda, I felt like I knew you forever, you
right.
know, because you were so easy to kind of to talk to. And,
right.
And, it, you know, I've been to shops or hairstyling where I felt uncomfortable. I really didn't feel a chemistry and with the person. And for some reason, when you got that, you don't get the haircut. It's never quite right.
Right. When you're uncomfortable, and I have a very warm setting. The color is spa-like, and I really enjoy my place. I really mm-hmm. enjoy getting up in the morning and actually going to my salon.
What are your hours, Linda?
My hours are Tuesday through Saturday. I work on 10 to 7 o'clock. And Saturdays I do 8 to 4, and that's by appointments only.
Yeah.
And I really enjoy
it's
just
all by appointments only?
Not all by appointments,
okay.
but the Saturdays are appointments.
Saturday's appointment.
Your customers this
okay.
morning cutting you a little slack by letting you come on the show here.
Yeah, I booked myself off.
Okay. But anyone can walk in on Tuesday through Friday between 10 and 7.
That's correct.
And typically, maybe this is a hard question to answer. It's a hard one to ask, I guess. What's a typical length of a hair treatment? I mean,
for a service, I usually, especially with my first time guests, I like to spend an hour with my guests. I like to
okay.
sit them down. I like to see what their needs are. What are you here for?
So you're doing a lot of listening now.
Oh yes, it's all about listening. I think that if we do it our way, then it's not what people want. We have to actually listen to our guests and prescribe what we think that will work best for them.
Okay.
Okay, hold the thought, because we've got one more break coming up, and stay with us, because when we get back, Linda's going to lay a pearl of wisdom out there. That's knock you off your chair, folks. So stay with us. You're right here on the Business Talk Radio Network at News Talk 1150 WHBY.
Payroll, taxes, bookkeeping?
I just can't handle it all.
Have the financial demands of your business become too taxing? Let Albertson Healing give you the personal service you desire. We're big enough to handle all of your business tax and accounting needs, yet small enough to give you the attention you deserve. Call Albertson Healing CPAs today at 888-929-9492 for your tax, investment, and consulting needs. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Healing CPAs are non-affiliated entities.
As the number one SBA lender in Wisconsin, Associated Bank has been helping small businesses grow for over 120 years. By getting to know you, your business, and the goals you hope to achieve, Associated is able to offer a wide range of financial solutions to help you run your business more efficiently and save you time and money. If you're interested in learning more about the financial solutions Associated offers to business owners, visit an Associated branch or AssociatedBank.com. Loan subject to credit approval, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC, and Associated Bank Corp.
Tomorrow's innovation starts today in the Fab Lab. The Fab Lab at Fox Valley Technical College is an innovation center where any product you can think of becomes reality. Perfect for independent inventors or business product development, the Fab Lab helps you create a product prototype. Our product design and fabrication experts teach inventors, entrepreneurs, or students how to use desktop digital technology to create product prototypes. Here's how the Fab Lab has helped.
Any industry like ours dreams about having cutting-edge equipment, but we don't have the time to learn how to operate it or the money to purchase it. The Fab Lab solves that.
How can you get your product or idea into the Fab Lab? Attend our free Explore the Fab Lab sessions or meet with our team members who will help you design a customized plan to create your product or test your idea. Find out more about how the Fab Lab can innovate your business. Visit us online at www.fvtc.edu/fablab or call 920-993-5177.
That's what all the people say. You're riding high in April, shouting down in May. But I know I'm gonna change that too. When I'm back on top in June. I said that's life.
Okay, we are coming down to our last and final segment here on Biz Talk this morning. It's been an interesting show. Our guest, Linda Turner from LT's, Tony, it's good to have you back.
And her husband, Steve, was
and
here,
Steve
too.
And Steve is with us. Steve is the
money
banker.
Guy.
She brought her money.
IT. Yeah, IT.
I do the best I can.
Now, his repayment terms are a little less stringent than the banks might be.
We don't know.
But anyway, hey, you made a good investment, Steve. She's doing a great job.
Yes, she is. I'm very proud of her.
She's a dynamic lady, and I think she's going a long way in this business. Anyway, once again, why don't we... you got a pearl of wisdom. I promised the audience that we would lay it out and knock their socks off. So let's give it to them, Linda.
Well, my pearl of wisdom is do not buy services over the phone or the internet. I want to see your face.
There you go. You come to my place. I want to see
you. See, I asked her if I could drop my head off in the morning, pick it up at 4 o'clock. She says, uh-uh. She said, I don't want scaring off my other customers.
where are you located, Linda?
We are located, again, on 2838 and a half North Ballard, right behind the Express gas station.
And that phone number. I want to know that phone number.
And that number is 920-733-1880. I do look forward to seeing you guys.
And the website's www.lts.com.
And if you go in there today, Linda will. That's it. That's all we got.
Next week we have Epiphany Law.
Yep, our sponsor will be on.
Thank you, Linda. Thank you, Steve.
Thank you very much.
Great show this morning.
Yep, thank you.